This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hundreds of protesters have gathered outside the offices of the United Nations in Bangkok Sunday, demanding action on restoring peace in Myanmar. Most demonstrators were Myanmar citizens living in Thailand. The two countries share a border, and Thailand is home to a very large number of Myanmar nationals. February 1st, the military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government and declared a year-long state of emergency. Pope Francis, on his last night in Iraq Sunday, met the father of Alan Kurdi, the drowned Syrian Kurdish toddler who became a symbol of the plight of migrants. In a photograph published by the Vatican, the Pope is seen raising his hand as if offering a blessing while looking intently at Alan's father, Abdullah, who has his head bowed. The photos of Alan's tiny body washed up on a Turkish beach in 2015 shocked the world and brought renewed attention to the deadly sea route many migrants take to reach the West. A Saudi-led military coalition mounted airstrikes on Yemen's Houthi-controlled capital Sana'a Sunday after it intercepted 10 drones launched by the Iran-backed rebels, state media reported. The strikes triggered huge explosions in Sana'a, according to an AFP crew at the scene. The rebels reported 7 airstrikes on the capital. The raids come after a sharp escalation in cross-border attacks on the kingdom. The UK government called for the immediate release of a British-Iranian woman Sunday after her 5-year sentence for sedition ended in Tehran. Her local MP in London said the 42-year-old dual national has had her ankle tag removed but faces another court date in Iran next Sunday. She has been under house arrest for months. This is VOA News.